This is the BBC World Service, and you're listening to DJ Roundtable with me, Paul Gambaccini, and Steve Wright. And our next single is long-awaited from Kate Bush, Babushka. Supposed to be the experts here on DJ Roundtable, and I've got to admit, I have no idea what the record's about.
Neither have I. But we'll tremble on regardless, I think. I like that a lot. Whenever Kate Bush's voice comes on the radio, it does something to our cat. I just don't know what it is. But the first time I heard Kate Bush was on a single called Wuthering Heights, all the old Heathcliff stuff. And I was very impressed with her then. I didn't know very much about her at the time, and I was convinced that she was Japanese because she has such an incredible range in her voice, and she does actually sound slightly Japanese. I've seen her work on stage, actually, and she does this incredible sort of mime act, and her movements are just so, dare I say, sensual. And I like her a lot, and I think that song, again, is original. I think she writes original material. And I think that will be a massive hit for her.
Now, Kate tries to do many different things, incorporating her love for various forms of art. She's always dressing up unusually. For example, on the sleeve of this picture single, she has been playing the violin, but she's fallen to the ground. She's wearing sheer stockings and a black outfit. She's staring one half of her face in shadow at the camera with three crumpled pieces of paper on the floor, each bearing the word babushka. It's always a visual image from Kate Bush, even if you don't really know what it's about. It's always different. You know, she's not like other singers. She just doesn't come on there and sing into the microphone. She makes the effort to do something different on stage, to write different lyrics, to write unusual things that'll make you think. And that's really what I like about her.
I do feel that because of this, she will have a long career, but she will also have records that are not successful just because it will be considered by the audiences to be too bizarre. But do you think this one will find a commercial groove?
Yes, I think so. Although, may I say that when I listen to her albums, if you listen to Two Sides, you can get a little bit, you know, not sick of her voice, but you can get a little bit too much of it. So I think she's okay in spasms.